here before?
I have. My husband's from Seattle, so we go out. I've only been to Portland a handful of times, but we go to Seattle all the time.
Cool. Seattle's lovely. The Northwest here does have its fine points in spring and summer, and we all hold on to that like we'll never see it again every winter. So I had Sabrina just dropped off your book to me yesterday. And so I confess I don't have Sabrina's speed reading abilities, although I think I won an award in elementary school for being a fast reader. Sabrina has me beat. she said she had read Rabbit Cake in an afternoon, and I was super impressed.
Yeah. That's pretty fast.
Yeah, well, I opened it last night and just love how I was skimming it in anticipation. After talking with Sabrina about the fine points of the book, and loved how dark it was, I could really relate to the burnt cake opening. I don't know. I want to know where you got the inspiration for that. We had lamb cake growing up, so I was kind of curious about this phenomenon with cake animals and wanted to know if there was something the world hadn't told me yet.
Well, yeah, the lamb cakes were more popular than the rabbit cakes. But they were at the same time made in the 50s, and they were, and we had a rabbit cake, not a lamb cake. But the lamb cakes were more popular because they didn't fall apart the way that the rabbit ears fall off.
Mm.
So, and I guess maybe their lambs are a little more religious, maybe.
because, yeah, it was an Easter thing, but you'd think the rabbit would take precedence over that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
So for most people, it's an Easter thing. But so we had the rabbit cake growing up for Easter. But then I thought, you know, what if they were used for all sorts of different occasions, like a Friday? and that's how I kind of start writing anything. It's just asking myself what if questions. So I always had when we had the rabbit cake pan, and the pan itself is cool looking. So we only made them, I think, like probably twice. Or three times for Easter. It wasn't really even an every year thing, but it was always around.
Wow. I feel slightly vindicated because in this case, it was like my ex's family who were all into the lamb cake, and I thought that they were making it up. I said it looks complicated, and at one Easter, they had held it up with toothpicks. So
yeah.
I was trying to visualize this rabbit cake going, who was responsible for making this a thing? And I did think this has to be a 1950s thing.
They brought it back now, though. When I was writing the book, you had to get them off eBay, and then, not because of me, obviously, but Williams-Sonoma and another company brought them back, and now you can get your own rabbit cake. So
I confess, I do the Jell-O molds, but I've never actually done anything with them. I just have this nostalgic need to collect them.
Yeah.
So what other imagery inspired you to write this book? Tell me, take us on that little journey.
Well, at the time when I started writing it, I was living in a cemetery in Alabama. I was in the groundskeeper's house. So in the middle of the cemetery, there was a house, and I lived there with my dog, and I had two roommates too. But so some of that was, you know, it was kind of creepy, but it was also normal to me because I lived there. In some ways, that the book is like sort of weird, or very weird, depending on what type of reader you are. But also normal, and I think that's what I like to play with too. Is just that you get used to things being sort of a little off kilter, and that the world is weird that we live in because it's not. You know, it's not a fantasy book or anything, mm-hmm. but it does push pretty hard up against what's real.
I thought that was so awesome, and I really get that from the very first few pages, and I'm really looking forward to delving into it some more. Can you talk about some of the challenges the characters, the main and supporting characters, find themselves up against tying off of that theme of the world is off kilter?
Yeah, well, so the mother drowns by sleep swimming. So, which I have heard people do sleep swim. I mean, but I don't know. It just feels I was definitely just playing with, will people sleepwalk so they can, and
why
people
couldn't
thrive
they?
in their sleep and eat in their sleep. And but so she drowns in the beginning from sleep swimming, and then there was, you know, it kind of goes from there with the things that I sort of piled up that that can really happen but are also just a little bit strange, and maybe too many of them happen. So it's not, it wasn't really bound by telling a true story, but more a story that felt true, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. Just wait, we're going to get a whole bunch of people calling in now about, oh, I know somebody who slept swim. I totally,
yeah.
That's a thing.
Have fun with that.
That would be impressive. Completely. Yeah. How did you come up with the name for the main character, Elvis?
Well, I was obsessed with Elvis Presley when I was a girl. I went to visit, when I was 7 years old, I went to visit Graceland with my great aunt. She took me on a trip, just me, and I had two brothers, so it was like already a special trip. And then we went to visit Graceland, and I just saw the house and the grounds and just thought, you know, that's exactly the way I wanted to live. And I went home, and I had this sleep shirt with Elvis Presley's face on it, which I still have. I should bring with me on tour. And I would pray to him every night while wearing that t-shirt. And my mom overheard me praying, and I said, please, Elvis, take me back to Graceland. It's the only place I will ever be happy. And my mom was just like laughing her butt off when she heard me pray that.
That is awesome. So, do you still pray to
Elvis? You know, naming a little girl named Elvis made perfect sense to me because that was who I was obsessed with as a girl. So it's all, Elvis is all just wrapped up in my own girlhood, that it just felt like it made sense.
That's fantastic. Annie Harnett is reading this Thursday at Powell's at 7 p.m. from her book Rabbit Cake. She'll also be sharing some personal stories from her adventures and misadventures. I'm Zella Zellis-Marchand for KBOO News.